Chapter 19. Better a poor man who walks in his integrity than he who is crooked in his ways and rich. Without knowledge, even zeal is not good, and he who acts hastily blunders. A man's own folly upsets his way, but his heart is resentful against the Lord. Wealth adds many friends, but the friend of the poor man deserts him. The false witness will not go unpunished, and he who utters lies will not escape. Many curry favor with the noble. All are friends of the man who has something to give. All the poor man's brothers hate him. How much more do his friends shun him? He who gains intelligence is his own best friend. He who keeps understanding will be successful. The false witness will not go unpunished, and he who utters lies will perish. Luxury is not befitting a fool, much less should a slave rule over princes. It is good sense in a man to be slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. The king's wrath is like the roaring of a lion, but his favor like dew on the grass. The foolish son is ruin to his father, and the nagging of a wife is a persistent leak. Home and possessions are an inheritance from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness plunges a man into deep sleep, and the sluggard must go hungry. He who keeps the precept keeps his life, but the despiser of the word will die. He who has compassion on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his good deed. Chastise your son, for in this there is hope, but do not desire his death. The man of violent temper pays the penalty. Even if you rescue him, you will have to do it again. Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may eventually become wise. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the decision of the Lord that endures. From a man's greed comes his shame. Rather be a poor man than a liar. The fear of the Lord is an aid to life. One eats and sleeps without being visited by misfortune. The sluggard loses his hand in the dish. He will not even lift it to his mouth. If you beat an arrogant man, the simple learn a lesson. If you rebuke an intelligent man, he gains knowledge. He who mistreats his father or drives away his mother is a worthless and disgraceful son. If a son ceases to hear instruction, he wanders from words of knowledge. An unprincipled witness perverts justice, and the mouth of the wicked pours out iniquity. Rods are prepared for the arrogant, and blows for the backs of fools.